This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Ephesians chapter 4. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Ephesus, is talking about what it means, what it looks like to live as a new person, to actually live out the life of a reborn heart, mind, and soul. Now we're going to be picking it up in verse 20. We are going to go back a little bit here to verse 20. Our text actually is into verse 23 and 24, but let's go back to 20 for context. Paul again says, "But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you've really heard his voice and learned from him the truth concerning himself, then throw off your old evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and shame. Now your attitudes and thoughts must be constantly changing for the better. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Clothe yourself with this new nature." Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be in bondage to sin." So the old man, the old life, is dead if we've been reborn. That's according to Scripture and according to the cross. But we need to take a careful note here. All this process doesn't start with putting on the new man. It starts with taking off the old. But I think a lot of folks try the opposite. They come to faith and they try to add Christ, I don't know, like a condiment. They want to keep the old man, or at least a little bit of him, and then bring in a little Jesus to add to the old man, like mustard and pickles. We've all seen those late night B movies, right? What do you get when you do this? Well, you get Frankenstein. You know, remember the old movie? It's alive! I wonder if I had some special spiritual glasses today that would allow me to see into the unseen spiritual world. I wonder how many folks would I see dragging dead bodies around with them. And you know what the problem is with dragging a dead body around? Well, number one, they're heavy, and number two, they stink. Just like sin, I guess. It actually is to start like this. You have to decide you're no longer going to walk like those who are involved in sin, so you lay down your old life, you get rid of the old man. 1 Corinthians 13:11, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now that I have become a man, I put away childish things." The practical playing out of this process involves a putting away, and then, and only then, a putting on. I must often put away my old acquaintances, but I have to go on and put on new ones. If there's a problem with alcohol or some other addiction in my life, it's not just a matter of staying out of the bars. But actually now, I got to go to and get a new life. I have to have a new pursuit to replace the old life. And I got to tell you, that can't happen on your couch in front of your TV. It, in fact, takes a real passionate pursuit of the new life for such to be realized in our lives. We have to find a fellowship, a spiritual community for which to belong and to which to participate. We have to sit down old reading material and pick up new. We have to put down old use of time and pick up new pursuits, a new way of living. There must be, as the text points out here, a renewing of the mind. The new man is what a believer is in Christ. He's a new creation. He's a new creature in which old things have passed away and all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The new man is the new life we receive in Christ. Now, what happens when you take off or kill the old man and fail to put on the new? Well, Matthew 12 is very clear on this. Verses 43 through 45, Jesus said, "When an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he passes through waterless places, seeking rest and doesn't find it. Then he says, 'I'll return into my house from which I came. And when he has come back, he finds it empty and swept and put into order. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more evil than he is, and they enter in and dwell there. Therefore, the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Even so will it be in this evil generation. Now, salvation is not the reformation or renovation of the old man. Gang, that's not rebirth, that's rehab. Christ is not interested in rehab. He's not interested in fixing you up. You're not some cheap bondo job done up in the back alley garage. He's not interested in making you look pretty and socially acceptable just so that you can go to hell. True salvation is the new birth and results in a new creation. The new man is created after God and in the family likeness of God. The brand new man is known by the Christ likeness exhibited day by day in living out that new life.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.